Georgia, please.
Georgia aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. In addition, I would like to highlight following points in my national capacity. Firstly, let me congratulate you, Mr. President, on assuming the presidency over the meeting of the high contracted parties to the CCW and assure you of Georgia's delegation's full support and cooperation. It is regrettable that due to one delegation's interpretation of rules of procedure, we lost the opportunity to have substantial discussion in the framework of the formal meeting of the high contracting parties to the CCW. CCW and its protocols are essential and integral part of international humanitarian law, which serves as a vital moral and legal framework that seeks to minimize the human toll of armed conflicts. Its enforcement and adherence are paramount in preserving the principles of humanity, even during the most challenging and turbulent times that we face today. Mr. President, more than 600 days now, we have been witnessing Russia's unprovoked and unjustified war of aggression against Ukraine. The scale and devastation of the war have severely impacted nearly all aspects of security. In this regard, Georgia expressed its serious concerns about the reported breaches of IHL, including CCW and its protocols by the Russian Federation in Ukraine, especially against civilians and civilian objects. The use of disproportionate force by Russian armed forces during 2008 war against Georgia resulted in civilian casualties and extensive damage to civilian infrastructure, homes, schools and hospitals. As a result of Russian military aggression and occupation of Georgia's Tsin Valley region, explosive remnants of war hazards affected not only the region where intense military actions took place, but also in other populated areas of Georgia. Mr. President, regarding the agenda item 8 report of the GGE on laws, at the challenging period, as new technologies become more widely available and affordable, it is obvious that there is an urgency to ensure the regulation of lethal autonomous weapon system in compliance with the international humanitarian law. Georgia welcomes the work by the group of governmental experts on emerging technologies in the area of laws. It is important that the GGE continues its effort based on a solid mandate to have a substantive outcome in the context of the objectives and purpose of the IHL, United Nations Charter, and relevant ethical perspectives. In this context, Georgia welcomes Chairperson's revised proposal for the future mandate of the group. The CCW is an appropriate framework to address the challenges posed by laws and to contribute to the development of the regulation that promotes global peace and security. Mr. President, to conclude, Georgia has long-standing commitment to the CCW and its protocols. The implementation and universalization of the CCW play a vital role in advancing the principles of humanitarian law, protecting civilian populations, and aiming to strike a balance between military necessity and the protection of civilians and combatants from unnecessary harm during armed conflicts. Moreover, humanitarian law must continue to evolve in response to changes in military practices, weapons, and the ethical norms of societies. The evolving landscape demands a continued commitment to strengthening the legal framework, promoting compliance, and ensuring the humanitarian principles remain relevant and effective in safeguarding human dignity affected by armed conflicts. The CCW offers an appropriate framework to deal with advancement in technology and regulate it in accordance with the relevant ethical perspectives and principles of humanitarian law. I thank you.